Mr. Prime Minister, it's good to see you again. We generally meet via TV screens, and now it's good to see you in person. And I appreciate your delegation coming. You brought a very distinguished delegation. Ministers in this government, foreign ministers, Speaker of the Assembly is with us today. Mr. Speaker, thank you. We talked about a lot of issues. We spent time talking about reconciliation and law. And the Prime Minister and the Speaker are dedicated to getting good law out of the Assembly. And the political parties in Iraq must understand the importance of getting these laws passed. Some politicians may be trying to block the law to gain special advantage. And these parties have got to understand that it's in the interest of Iraq to get good law passed. And so I want to thank you for your dedication and your commitment to laws that will help this young democracy reconcile and move forward. The Prime Minister and I talked about a variety of concerns. And I assured him we want his security forces well-trained, mobile, and capable of handling Iraqi security on their own. I have made it clear to the American people that our troop levels will depend upon success. When General Petraeus reported to the country, I talked about troops coming home based upon success. And success in Iraq is important to the future of our country. It's obviously important to the people of Iraq. You sit in a vital region, and when you succeed, which I'm confident you will, it'll send a message to other people who believe in peace. It'll make it easier for people to grow up with a hopeful future in the Middle East. When that happens, it makes America more secure. If we were to leave before the job is done, chaos could ensue. Innocent people would lose their life. Extremists would be emboldened. Nations that are worried about the United States would, about our commitment, would lose their nerve. The country of the Middle East would be endangered, and that would cause America to be endangered as well. And so we're with you, Prime Minister. We thank you for the courage of the Iraqi people. We expect there to be reconciliation in law, just like you expect there to be reconciliation in law. And I appreciate your time today. Appreciated your remarks yesterday. I thought they were strong remarks about a hopeful Iraq. And good to be with you.
شكرا جزيلا.
Thank you very much, Mr.
لقد كان لنا هذا اللقاء مع السيد الرئيس جورج بوش والوفد عالي المستوى المرافق له، ومن جانبنا أيضا الوفد الكبير، وقد تمت عملية مناقشة ومراجعة القضايا المشتركة التي اتفقنا على أنها تشكل هما وأساسا لنجاح مشترك وتحدي مشترك في مواجهة الإرهاب وإدامة التواصل من أجل إيجاد أفضل صيغ البناء للدولة العراقية الذي يقوم به الجانب العراقي متحملا المسؤولية بكل أبعادها وبكل خصوصياتها. ونعتقد بأننا حينما نتعامل في هذا الإطار أكدنا مرارا بأن العراق لابد وأن يمر عبر بوابة المصالحة الوطنية وعبر الحوار السياسي وعبر الاتفاق السياسي الذي يصنع الدولة ويصنع عملية الاستقرار ويطمئن النفوس إلى بعضها.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I'm grateful to be here with you. I thank you for the meeting with your distinguished delegation and with my delegation. During the meeting with the President, we have reviewed a number of issues. We have discussed a variety of issues. All of them are common issues that we strongly believe that they represent the mutual goal that we have, the mutual goal of confronting and defeating terrorism, as well as building and continue to build the Iraqi institutions and the Iraqi government. The Iraqi side is fully prepared to assume all the responsibilities and to work for a better future for all of Iraq. We have made it very clear and emphasized that the future of Iraq goes through the gates of national reconciliations, of political agreements. That is the way to make the state, and that's the way to ensure and assure the future of every Iraq.
كانت مهمتنا كبيرة ولكننا تمكننا من تخليص العراق من الدكتاتورية ثم الآن نتصدى لتخليص العراق والمنطقة من الإرهاب والمنظمات الإرهابية وما زال الطريق أمامنا يحتاج إلى مزيد من الجهد والتعاون وتعاون المجتمع الدولي عموما من أجل مواجهة آفة الإرهاب التي تهدد البشرية.
The task before us is gigantic. We have succeeded in ridding Iraq of the dictatorship and the regime that governed there. Now we have another challenge, which is to get rid of terrorism, terrorist organizations. The road will be long. It requires cooperation from everyone and the international community in order to uproot terrorism and secure a better future for everyone.
ما زلنا نعتقد بأننا نتطور في كل يوم في مختلف المجالات في العراق، المجالات السياسية والإدارية والأمنية، وبقيت أمامنا مهمات تشريع القوانين، وكما أشرتم لدينا جهد جيد وأحيلة القوانين إلى مجلس النواب لإقرارها، ولكن في نفس الوقت ليست هناك تعطيل في الحياة العامة، إنما ما زالت القوانين النافذة المعمول بها هي تسير العملية بكل أبعادها الاقتصادية والسياسية.
We believe and we feel that there is a development and progress that is happening every day in our political life, in the way to manage and administer the country, in the security situation. Of course, as the President referred, also we have some pending legislations that we will continue to exert every possible efforts to have those pending legislations passed. They've been sent to the Iraqi parliament, but also we continue to work on the basis of the existing law, and we'll continue to work to have those legislations passed.
نؤكد على أهمية المنطقة وخطورتها وعلى ضرورة أن تكون منطقة بعيدة عن النزاعات المسلحة ومنطقة مستقرة وبعيدة عن الإرهاب وينعم أهلها سواء كان في العراق أو في عموم المنطقة بالأمن والاستقرار واحترام المصالح المشتركة دون تجاوز من قبل طرف على طرف آخر.
We also discussed the importance and of the region where we live. It is a vital region. It is important for Iraq and the region to be away from conflicts. To have a stable region and a stable Iraq, and to uproot terrorism in that part of the world and in that country. Iraq's security is very important, and we have talked about the importance of mutual respect between our two sides and working together for our mutual goals. We have a great deal of confidence that we will be victorious.
Shukran.
Shukran.
Thank you.